You might remember I used to say I love Easter far more than I love Christmas.
記得我曾經講過，我喜歡復活節更加遠勝過聖誕節。
You know, we hear a lot of Christmas carols.
有好多聖誕節詩歌對我哋咁樣話。
Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year.
聖誕節係全年最奇妙嘅日子。
And then you hear a song that says, "Deck the halls with boughs and hollies, fa la 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 la."
同一首歌話係咁將聖誕節佈置得係幾咁快樂美好。
'Tis a season to be jolly, fa la 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 la.
又係歡喜快樂嘅日子。
There are good reasons why people love Christmas.
有多原因係好多人係咁喜歡聖誕節。
Children love Christmas because of the toys they will get.
小朋友係好中意聖誕節，因為佢哋會收到好多禮物。
The merchants love Christmas because the business they will make.
商人好中意聖誕節，因為佢哋會做好多生意。
But Christmas is really a time of cold and dreariness.
但聖誕節係好寒冷又暗嘅日子。
Now it's the end of the year. You know, there's a time that you have to look forward to 90 more days or so of snow and ice and darkness.
因為聖誕節嘅時候，你就會仲有九十日個來臨，會喺冰天雪地當中。
Yes, I understand Christmas is a time when we remember the birth of our Lord Jesus.
我明白聖誕節係紀念到主耶穌降生嘅日子。
It's a time when we celebrate the Savior has come.
係嚟到慶祝我哋嘅主耶穌嘅來臨。
But what a life our Lord Jesus was born into.
主耶穌嚟到嘅生命係點樣嘅咧？
Our Lord Jesus was born into a life of pain and suffering.
出生的日子来临的日子是充满着痛苦的。
He was born for the cross.
他是为了十字架而生。
He was born to carry our guilt of sin on him.
他出生来到要肩担起我们 的罪。
He was born to be our sin suffering.
他要为到我们的罪来到受苦。
It made 90 days later, about 90 days later.
大概90日之后有多大的分别呢？
This day is truly the most wonderful time of the year.
今日是最奇妙的日子。
The pain is over, the suffering is over.
痛苦受难已经过去了。
The work of atonement is finished.
受罪的代价已经付出。
And darkness and guilt of sins are driven away.
罪和痛苦是已经驱除。
And the warmth of God's forgiveness is ours to enjoy.
我们可以享受到神的救恩的温暖。
We were once in darkness because we were separated from God.
因为曾经同神分离的时候，我们是黑暗当中。
But the light that is Christ in our life has driven that darkness away.
主耶稣的光就将黑暗来到驱除。
And you look all around you, you will see light returning.
放眼周围望就见到光明再次来临。
But when you look inside of your soul, inside of your life.
我们看到我们的内心，我们的灵魂当中。
You see, eternal life is ours.
我们看到永恒的光是在我们的生命当中。
And it is all because of the event of Easter.
就是因为复活节的缘故。
It was all because Christ rose from the dead.
就是因为主耶稣在死亡当中复活过来。
See, Christmas has a hidden meaning of gloom.
圣诞节是有一个是隐藏着黑暗在里面。
But there is only one meaning for Easter.
但是复活节之后有一个的意义。
Victory.
就是得胜。
Final victory.
最后的得胜。
Decided, decisive victory.
决定性的得胜。
Final decided victory over sins and evil.
最后的决定性的得胜是盖过着罪恶。
And final decisive decided victory over death.
德性中盖过了死亡。
Easter today means certainty, assurance.
在复活节里面是一个确据。
Today means decidedness.
是一个决定性的。
The defeat of evil is certain and decided.
是很肯定的决定性的来到战胜了邪恶。
The defeat of sin, the defeat of Satan is decided and certain.
是決定性的來到戰勝了罪惡和撒旦。
Satan may still be at work.
撒旦可能仍然在運行當中。
Sin and sin's influence is still around.
可能罪惡仍然在我們的周圍。
But Satan and all that he does, they are done out of desperation.
但撒旦所嘅作为只系喺个绝望当中嚟到做。
Because the resurrection of our Lord and Savior was a deciding battle against evil, against sins, against the evil one。
因为主耶稣喺呢个决定性嘅一战里边已经得胜。
Don't look back to December for the most wonderful time of the year。
我哋唔好睇翻十二月，我哋嚟揾到奇妙嘅日子。
This day is the most wonderful time of the year。
今日系最奇妙嘅日子。
You know what we should be singing?
我应该唱乜嘢歌？
Deck the halls with pots of lilies, fa la 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 la.
系，将大堂嚟用百合花嚟到布置好。
I mean this kind of pot, right? Not any other kinds of pot.
就系呢啲花款。
Tis a season to be joyful.
呢个系一个欢喜快乐嘅日子。
And that's exactly what the angel said to the women when they came to the tomb.
当啲妇女嚟到坟墓当中，就系正正系天使对佢哋所讲嘅。
You look at verse 5 in Matthew chapter 28.
我睇到第五节咁样话。
The angel said that the women do not be afraid.
天使对呢啲妇女话不要惊恐。
And Mark would say the same thing to the women, don't be alarmed.
马太对佢哋一样话不要害怕。
See the gospel accounts tells us the initial reaction of the women were mixed. They were fear mixed with joy.
You look at verse
8 in the passage that we just read.
刚睇过嘅经文当中系第八节里。
Verse 8 tells us, so the women hurry away from the tomb.
他们就立即离开了坟墓。
Afraid, yet filled with joy.
又害怕又十分欢喜。
And ran to tell the disciples.
跑去告诉耶稣的门徒。
The women had good reasons to be afraid.
佢係好有原因嚟到害怕。
See, Mark and Luke tells us that the women had bought spices on Saturday.
馬可同路加記載到呢婦女係帶到香料嚟到嚟要嚟膏抹耶穌。
And this is Sunday morning, and they had come back to the tomb.
喺星期一嘅朝早，佢哋翻到嚟墳墓當中。
They came back with the intention of anointing the remain of Jesus.
係原本醫院就係嚟到用香料嚟到膏抹主耶稣嘅尸体。
Apparently, Jesus was buried in a hurry on Friday.
睇嚟系主耶稣系星期五被埋葬嘅时候，系喺一个好匆忙嘅时刻。
Because he died just before the beginning of the Sabbath.
因为佢安息嘅时刻之前，啱啱就死亡。
And the body was never properly embalmed and prepared for burial.
佢嘅身体系仲未预备好嚟到埋葬。
And so all through the Sabbath, all they could think about is how are they going to come back and they're going to embalm, they're going to anoint Jesus' remain properly.
所以佢哋安息嘅日子，佢哋一路就系谂点样预备嚟到膏抹主耶稣嘅尸体。
They knew there was a huge stone blocking the.
佢知道有块大石系阻挡住主耶稣嘅墓门。
But they never thought about how they would roll, they would be able to roll away that stone.
佢从冇谂过点样嚟到推开呢一块大石。
Not until they were on the way to the tomb the Sunday morning.
直至到佢哋去坟墓当中嘅路途上。
And now they got to the tomb.
佢嚟到坟墓啦。
And they saw the empty tomb.
佢见到坟墓系空嘅。
Their beloved rabbi's remain.
最爱的拉比的尸体
was not there.
已经不再存在。
Who wouldn't be afraid?
他们当然就会惊恐害怕。
Not only that, the angel appeared to them.
不单只是这样，天使来到他们的面前。
And who would not be afraid of being in the presence of angels?
谁不会 在天使面前来到害怕呢?
And yet they were overjoyed at the same time.
但同时他们也是很欢喜快乐。
Because of the message the angel gave them.
因为天使俾佢哋嘅信息。
What is your reaction today when you hear the tomb is empty?
当你今日听到呢个坟墓系空嘅时候，你嘅反应系点咧
？What is your reaction that you hear today the Lord is risen?
当你听到主耶稣已经复活，你嘅反应系点咧
？I wonder, are you like the women who were there? Are you afraid?
你会唔会好似呢一班妇女咁样嚟到惊恐
？I'm sure you are like me. I'm fearful of many things.
你都会好似我一样啦。对很多事情都是有惊怕。
But I don't think you are fearful of the news that Jesus has risen.
但我相信你不会 对主耶稣复活 的信息是会来到害怕。
I hope you are not indifferent either.
我希望你都不会是完全没有反应。
The unbelieving world couldn't care less today.
喺唔信嘅人当中，佢哋根本系完全冇任何嘅思考。
The world couldn't care less about Jesus' resurrection。
佢哋系完全吓，对主耶稣嘅复活系完全冇意义嘅。
You know, to the unbelieving world, the resurrection of Jesus was a fabrication。
对佢嚟讲，呢个只不过系一个作出嚟嘅故事。
A myth。
一个传说。
A groundless tradition that gullible people made up。
只不过是一些无知的人所作出来的故事。
But to us who are children of God,
对我们神的子民来说，
to us who have been given the understanding that Jesus is the true and living Savior,
我们明白到主耶稣 是一个真理，是我们的救主。
We don't live in fear.
我们不会在惊恐当中生活。
We don't live in cynicism either.
我们不会活在粉世疾俗当中。
We certainly don't live in indifference.
亦都当然不会在一些是完全没有反应无灵两可的生活
当中。We don't live in pessimism. 我们不会在消极当中，你不会在颓丧失志当中。We are not cynical.
我们不是粉世疾俗的人。
Why not?
为什么不是呢？
Because of the joy the resurrection brings us.
因为主耶稣的复活带给我们的喜乐。
This is a season to be joyful.
令到我们欢喜快乐 的时光。
Because in the event of Jesus' resurrection, God demonstrated his faithfulness.
因为主耶稣的复活的缘故，神就是证明了他对我们给我们的信心的抗拒。
可靠的信实。Because in the event of the resurrection, God demonstrated to us his power and his love.
主耶稣的复活，神就证实了祂的大能。
You know, the gospel pays special emphasis on the fact that the resurrection was a fulfillment of what has been promised.
在圣经里面特别是 提到复活是一个神给我们的应允。
Look at verse 6.
看到第六节。
Matthew 28 verse 6 tells us that he is not here, he has risen just as he said.
他不在这里，已经照他所说的复活了。
And Mark will say the same thing, just as he told you.
马可亦都记载到，就正如他所告诉我哋嘅。
Luke will say the same thing.
路加亦都系咁样记载。
He is not here. He has risen.
他已经不在这里，他已经复活。
Remember how he told you in Galilee?
正如他在加利利对你们所讲的。
See that the resurrection was never ever a disconnected, unrelated event.
主耶稣的复活不是对我们是没关系的一件事。
Rather, it has been something that has been promised again and again.
而是一次再一次的对我们的应允。
At least Jesus three times told the disciples.
主耶稣最少是有三次的对他们的门徒。
He will die and he will rise again in three days.
他会受死，他会在三日后复活。
Mark chapter 8, it tells us that Peter had just confessed Jesus is the Christ.
在马可福音第八章刚记载到彼得是向主耶稣来到承认他是他的救主。
And Jesus immediately began to teach them.
主耶稣立即就咁样教训佢哋。
The Son of Man will suffer many things.
神子系会受多嘅苦难。
And he will be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes.
佢被文士、被祭司、被宗教领袖嚟到摒弃。
And he will be killed.But after three days, he will rise again.
系三日后我会复活。
In the next chapter, Mark will say the same thing.After the transfiguration, Jesus told Peter and James and John.
主耶稣改变形态之后，主耶稣对雅各同埋约翰咁样话。
Tell no one.
唔好对任何人。
Tell no one until the Son of Man has risen from the dead.
直至到神子再复活嘅时候，唔好将你所见嘅事讲。
And then the next chapter in Mark chapter 10.
在马可福音第十章这样记载。
Jesus will again tell the disciples, this is going to what has going to happen when we go to Jerusalem.
耶稣再次对他的门徒说，我们去到耶路撒冷之后会有这些事发生。
The Son of Man will be arrested.
神子会被捕。
He will be mocked, he will be tortured, he will be killed.
他会被虐待，会被处分。
And on the third day he will rise again.
第三日的时候他会复活。
I mean, what good is a man who makes promises but not able to keep?
如果一個人係做咗好多嘅應許而啲應許唔能夠實現嘅時候，佢有咩用咧
？No good at all。
呢啲係完全冇用。
What good is a God who keeps making promises that we're not able to keep？
如果有位神係不斷嘅作出應允而冇將呢啲應允實行嘅，佢有咩用咧
？Not much of a God either。
佢唔係一個好有用嘅神。
The more impossible a promise is，
有個係越冇可能嘅神。
And keeping such impossible promise，
要将呢个冇可能实现嘅应允嚟到实现嘅话
，demonstrate how great dependability is。
呢个就系证实佢嘅可靠性。
Right? If I promise you a dollar and I give you a dollar, what's a big deal？
如果应承俾一蚊你，我真系俾呢一蚊你，系咪好大嘅作用咧
？Absolutely no big deal. But if I promise you $1 billion and I'm able to give you $1 billion，
如果應允俾10億你，而真係可以俾到你嘅話
，And keeping that impossible promise tells you a lot about my dependability。
如果將咁冇可能性嘅説話實現嘅時候，就可以證明到我嘅可靠性。
That is what God is demonstrating in the event of the resurrection。
如果就係神藉住主耶穌復活嚟到證實佢嘅可靠。
He had promised such impossibility。
是应允了这么不可能的事
And God kept such impossibility
但神就实现了这个不可能的实现
How will he not keep any other promises that he has made to you
有时候他对我们所有的应允 都是应该是可以完成的
Jesus promised us he will not abandon us
耶稣应允我们他不会丢弃我们
But he will send us a comforter
他派一个安慰师
Has he not sent us the Holy Spirit?Just as he said.
就照如他所讲，他就派了圣灵来我们。
Jesus promised us peace and rest.
耶稣应允我们平安和安息。
Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
耶稣说，凡是有劳苦重担的，来到我面前，我就给你安息。
Why not take up His word on it?
为什么你不接受主耶稣的话语？
Take His word.
接受主耶稣的应允
He promised us his abiding presence.
耶稣应允了跟我们同在
God said, I will never forsake you or leave you.
神说我永远都不会离弃你们
Why not take his word for it?
为什么不接受他的应允
He promised us his welcome.
他应允了来到接受我们
He said, whoever comes to me, I will never drive away.
凡来到我面前的我不会赶走你们
Why not take him up for it?
为什么不接受这些应允
He promised us he will come again
他答应过他会再次回来
Why not take him up for it?
为什么不接受这个应允
You see the joy of the resurrection comes from the fact that Jesus kept his
复活节的喜乐是因为主耶稣是完成了他对我们的应允
Especially the impossible
特別是冇可能發生嘅事
，especially the inexplicable。
特別係難以言喻嘅事。
If such impossible promises was kept，
若咁冇可能性嘅應允都係成全嘅話
，How will he not keep all the other promises he has made？
佢點可以完成佢其他嘅應允
？See， we are a people who live in the joy of the resurrection。
我哋就喺復活當中生活。有存住喜乐生活的人
，because we are people who live on the promises of our Lord。
因为我哋系活在神嘅应允当中。
Joy of the women at the tomb was mixed with fear。
当时呢一班妇女系喺惊恐当中。
But you and I do not need to fear。
但我哋唔需要惊恐。
The Lord did not promise us pleasant things。
神冇答应过我哋美好嘅事情。
He promises unpleasant things too。
佢亦都应允咗会有一啲系唔快乐嘅事喺我哋嘅当中。
Things we do not like to face。
好多我哋唔愿意面对嘅。
Because the Lord promises that in this world we will face tribulations。
我哋喺呢个世界系会面对困难。
In other words, the Lord never promises a rose garden。
换句说话系神冇从来冇应允我哋一个玫瑰园。
Instead, he promises prickly, irritating, annoying thorn bushes。
反而嘅佢应允咗交俾我哋嘅系一个充满荆棘嘅路途。
He has promises, difficulties and impossibilities are ours to face。
我哋见到好多冇可能发生嘅不能言语嘅事情会喺我哋身边发生。
But in the same breath, what else did he promise us?
但系同时间佢俾乜嘢应允我哋咧
？He said, "Be of good cheer."
要全心喜乐。
I have overcome the world.
我已战胜这世界。
Jesus said, I have overcome the impossibility.
我已经战胜了不可能的事。
I have overcome the most formidable of adversaries.
我已经战胜了是巨大的敌人。
Jesus also said, I have come to give you life.
耶稣应允咗系嚟到俾将生命交俾你。
Not just ordinary life，
唔系普通嘅生命
，but abundant life，
而系丰盛嘅生命。
Jesus said you and I may live with very limited means，
可能我系有好有限嘅资源
，but you and I we can all live in great abundance， super abundance。
但系我哋喺异常丰盛嘅生活当中
，because God has promised us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessings in Christ。
每一个在属灵上 的祝福都已经交托了给我们。
Jesus said, you and I may fail to realize all our dreams.
耶稣说我们可能是不能够达到我们的梦想。
You and I may fail to realize all our ambitions and all our hopes and all our plans.
可能我们的梦想我们的计划不能够完成。
You and I may fail to realize all our desires and wants.
我们所希望得到的未必可以得到。
But Jesus promised us, seek ye first.The kingdom of God.
但主耶稣说，先寻他的国和他的。
And all these things shall be added unto you.
这一切都要交托给你们。
If Jesus can keep his promise about rising from the dead,
主耶稣可以完成了他复活的应允。
What promise can he not keep?
他有什么其他应允不可以完成呢？
So the Christian life is all about learning to live on the promises of the Lord.This is a season to be joyful. Because in the event of the resurrection, God demonstrated his power also. Paul writes to the Corinthian church. Paul says, by his power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us also.
神藉着祂的能力将主耶稣复活过来，祂亦就凭祂的能力来到将我们复活。
Can we explain this resurrection power like we explain physics of electricity?
我们可以解释到复活的事就好像将我们在解释到是怎样发电的一样。
We call that power too.
电亦都是一个能力。
You know, the common ed is called power company.Can we explain the mechanics of the resurrection like we explain the horsepower of a 16-wheeler?
我们可以好像解释一架大货车怎样运行的一样，可以来到解释到复活怎样来到运行呢？
Can we explain the power of the resurrection like we explain the might of the superpower of nations?
我们可以将复活的大能好像一些强国一样的大能
no,
同样的解释
no,
我们不可以这样做
but inexplicably
是不能言语的
ineffably cannot be expressed with words when God's resurrection power is at work
我们不可以用言语来到解释到神复活的大能 是怎样的
evil is overcome
罪恶 是被战胜
Sins are atoned for
罪恶的债已经还清
The dead is raised
死亡被复活
And Christ came out of the tomb
耶稣 在墓里面出来
And lives are transformed
生命是被改变
The fearful turn into lions of faith
那些在惊恐害怕当中的人成为一个成为有信心的人
The weak and timid turn into men of strength
懦弱的人成为很有能力的人。
When God's resurrection power is at work,
当神的复活大能是作工的时候
the impossible becomes reality.
不可能发生的会成为事实。
And that is why Paul's lifelong goal, life's drive is this.
所以保罗他一生的志愿一生所做的事是
Paul said, I want to know Christ.
我希望更加认识主。
Paul said, I want to know the power of his resurrection.
希望明白到复活的大能。
He wants to know the fellowship of sharing in his suffering.
希望可以明白到主耶稣受难的
痛苦 becoming like him in his death.
喺死亡当中就好似佢一样。
He wants to know the power of the resurrection.
期望系可以明白到复活嘅大能。
He seek not the explanation.
佢唔系寻求到点样解释都。
He wants to know it. He wants to use it.
佢系嚟到希望认识佢同埋接受佢。
使用佢。
使用佢。
Paul was already the most extraordinary of men.
保罗已经系好特别嘅一个人。
He was already a man of great courage, a man of great drive.
佢系一个好有勇气，
动力，
好有动力。
He was already a man of great single-mindedness of purpose.
佢系一心一意嘅向佢为佢做嘅事情。
And yet he said this.
但系佢咁样讲。
He said even in the last leg of my life.
系我人生最后一段嘅时候。
This is still what I want.
呢个系我希望嘅。
I want to know more.Of God's power of the resurrection.
我希望更加明白到神复活嘅大能。
He wants to possess more of it. He wants to use more of it.
希望更加能够使，更加嚟到使用复活嘅大能。
Because he knows there's nothing above it.
因为除此之外系冇嘢更高嘅。
We cannot measure the power of the resurrection by voltmeter.
我哋唔可以用一个电表嚟到量度復活。
We cannot harness it by wires.
我唔可以用電線嚟到用佢嘅能源。
We cannot use it to run machines.
我唔可以用佢嚟到將啲機器嚟到運行。
But we sure can use it to overcome sins and evil.
但可以用佢嚟到戰勝罪惡同埋
We sure can use it to overcome the death of our depression.
我更加可以用佢嚟將我哋係。面对死亡的幽暗来到战胜。
That is what Paul is saying. I want to live an even more fruitful and productive life by the power of the resurrection.
我们希望用复活的大能来到将我们生命更加可以更加果子更加有用。
When Jesus was in the tomb, this power of the resurrection was at work.
当主耶稣在坟墓里面，他的复活的大能已经开始作工。
And the same power is at work today.
同樣嘅大能喺今日嚟到運行。
And it is available to you and to me.
係俾你同我可以用到。
Just as it was available to the Lord, it was just as available to Paul.
正如佢可以俾我主耶穌俾保羅用，對我哋一樣。
In the early 1920s.
喺二十年代初嘅時候。
Just after a few years after the Bolsheviks took power in Russia.
喺蘇聯Bolshevik
共產黨。
共產黨當權，剛剛當權的時候。
Lenin sent a cadre by the name of Nikolai Bukharin.
佢就
幹部，派一個幹部。
共產黨就派咗一個好高嘅幹部。
Sent him from Moscow to Kiev.
由莫斯科去到 Kiev.
To do propaganda work.
嚟到為共產黨嚟到做宣傳。
And Bukharin's mission was to address a huge assembly of people in Kiev.
佢就喺一個大會裏邊嚟到宣講。
And the topic of his propaganda was the communist favorite.
佢嘅主題就係共產黨好中意嘅一個主題。
Atheism.
無神論。
And Bukharin was raving on and on hour after hour. You know how it is, right? When they have those 運動啊, they go hours and hours and talking, screaming at you.
Bukharin 就係用好多好長嘅時間一個。用無數嘅鐘頭嚟到嘅長篇大論咁樣講。
So Bukharin was raving against faith, especially against the Christian Church.
佢不斷咁拋口嚟到攻擊好多其他嘅宗教，特別係基督教嘅信仰。
He thought he did a great job attacking Christ.
佢以為佢係做咗一個，佢已經做已經係對呢啲攻擊係做得好好啦。
He was very satisfied with himself.
佢對自己好滿意。
He thought he had demolished the superstitions of these Christians.
佢係將基督教嘅迷信嚟到破壞曬。
He was so sure of the truth of communism. He was so sure of the triumph of communism.
係好肯定共產黨嘅特性。
So that at the end he asked questions from the crowd.
最後佢向會眾問一啲問題。
An Orthodox priest, an old Orthodox priest stood up and asked for permission to speak.
一個東正教嘅祭司起身想問佢可唔可以講一啲嘢。
And Bukharin was so sure that he had purged all traces of faith from among the crowd.
Bukharin 認為佢已經係將所有嘅 嘅信仰嚟已經啊毀滅曬。
So he gave the priest permission to come to the platform and speak.
所以佢就容許呢個祭司上到台上邊嚟到講説話。
The priest got out of his seat, walked up to the platform.
有祭司上到台前。
And the crowd, when the audience was in total silence, dreaded silence.
係，係一啊，好似係一片沉，當時係一片嘅沉默。
They were fearful and they were wondering what the priest would say.
佢好怕呢個祭司係會講乜嘢。
The priest did not say much, not like me.
個祭司唔係好似講到咁樣講好多嘢。
He only spoke three words.
佢只係講咗三個字。
He just got up and quietly and he said to the crowd, "Christ is risen."
佢就係靜靜係講咗三個字，主復活。
And immediately, without any hesitation,
但係立即嘅
，this audience of thousands thunder back.
就是成幾千人同時的這樣的回應，
如雷啊，冠耳一齊地回應He is risen indeed.
主確實是復活。
70 years after that incident,
這件事七年之後，
The Soviet Union is no more.
七年後，蘇聯已經不再存在。
But the Church of Jesus Christ,
但主耶稣的教会
is still alive,
仍然是存在
and well,
仍然是非常的蓬勃。
70 years after that incident,
七十年之后的
the power of the Soviet Union is no more,
苏联 的强大能力已经不再存在。
But the power of the resurrection is still at work,
但复活的大能仍然在作工。
70 years after that incident,
这件事七十年之后，
The truth of communism is no more.
共产党的真理已经不再存在。
But the truth and the power of the resurrection still stands.
复活节的真理仍然是在运行存在。
Nobody knew what happened to that old priest.
无人知道这个老祭司最后是怎样。
I mean, I'm not surprised if he was arrested the very night.
可能他当晚就已经被人来到逐去坐監。
I'm not surprised he was sent to the gulag and died there.
可能甚至係逐去勞改營，係甚至或者喺當中死亡。
False man-made ideology may enslave men with fear.
人所做嘅假嘅真理係可能係將人係拉去坐監，或者俾人有一個驚恐。
False man-made ideology may enslave men with torture.With execution, with forced labor.
人所做假的真理可能是将你拉去坐监，是劳改，或者是将你处死。
But the power of the resurrection transformed death to life.
但复活的大能是将死亡来到转过来有生命。
The power of the resurrection transformed fear to hope.
复活的大能是将惊恐转成有希望。
The power of the resurrection transforms slavery to liberty.
复活的大能是将被捆绑的可以得到自由。
Don't you want to take seriously Paul's life goal as yours?
你会是好有思考的，将保罗的生所以的
生命。这个心智，保罗的心智，你想不想也都是你的心智呢？I want to know Christ.
我希望认识主耶稣。
I want to know the power of His resurrection.
我希望是更加认识复活的大能。
I want to know the fellowship of sharing in His suffering.
可以认识到主耶稣所受的痛苦。
Even His death.
就算他的死亡。
The power of the resurrection is still at work.
复活的大能仍然是作工。
It can be at work in your life, in my life as well.
要在你和我的生命来到作工。
The joy of the resurrection comes also from the fact that God demonstrates His love to us in it.
有复活的喜乐是因为神已经证实了祂给我们的应允是可以实行的。
Chapter 4, 1 John.
约翰一书第四章这样说。
This is how God showed His love among us.
这个就是神怎样将祂的大爱显现给我们。
He sent His one and only Son into the world.
他差派他独一唯一的儿子来到我们的世界。
That we might live through Him.
所以我们可以藉着他得到生命。
God sent His one and only Son into the world.
神差派他唯一的儿子来到世界。
Why?
點解呢？
Now let's look at it. If you just look at it from that verse,
如果淨係睇呢一節嘅經文嘅時候，
and put a period there.
呢個就係句號啦。
If God has sent His one and only Son into the world, period.
神差派佢嘅兒子嚟呢個世界。
If there's no more clear specific reasons,
係冇其他嘅原因嘅。
Well, sending Jesus here to be a man would be totally without much value or meaning.
如果只是差派他儿子来到这个世界成为一个人的时候，到成一个肉身的人的时候，是没什么意义的。
If God sent His one and only Son into the world for what? For no real reasons?
神会不会差派他儿子来这个世界 是没有一个意义的？
Then Jesus would only be a visitor, right? Only a tourist.
耶稣 就会好像一个旅客的一样。
Well, we always say that God sent His Son and only Son into the world for the cross.
我知道神是差派他的主耶稣，差派到主耶稣来到世界，是完成十字架的。
Hey, we put a period there for no other reasons.
如果这个就是完成的句子，没有再其他的。
Then Jesus would only have been just another common criminal.
主耶稣就好像其他的囚犯一样。
Falsely accused.
是被诬告的。
Illegally tried.
他的定罪是不应该的。
Wrongfully convicted.
是被诬告这样定罪。
Unjustly executed.
是不正确的来到判死刑。
Have there been anybody who was innocently experienced such false accusation?
有没有见过其他人 是这样来到 被错误的定罪？
Has anyone ever been illegally tried?
有没有人被被不正確的審判？
Has there been anyone wrongfully convicted?
有人被人誣告定罪？
Has there been anyone unjustly executed?
有人是無辜的這樣來到受死？
Yes, there have been.
當然當中是有很多人這樣。
If that is what Jesus came to do, only for the cross.
如果主耶穌來到的目的只是上十字架的話，
Then indeed, Jesus' death was tragic.
他的生命就 是一个的悲剧。
Indeed, it's meaningless.
是没有意义的。
And valueless.
是没有价值的。
But God sent His one and only Son into the world, not just for the cross.
但神差派他的儿子来这个世界不单只是上十字架。
But for the empty tomb.
而是为一个空的坟墓。
Because He lives.
因为他复活。
We may also live.Through him.
我又可以藉住咁样嚟到得到生命。
Christ came for the cross.
主耶稣嚟到系为咗上十字架。
Christ came also for the empty tomb.
佢亦都系为到空嘅坟墓。
And because of the empty tomb.
因为坟墓系空嘅。
Because Christ has risen from the dead.
因为佢喺死亡当中复活。
Man may live again through him.
人可以藉住佢得到生命。
Man who were dead in sin may live again through Christ.
人系最终。在死在最终的可以藉着他来 来到复活。
Men who had no hope may live again through Christ.
一个没有希望的人可以藉着主耶稣来到继续有生命。
Men whose spiritual eyes have been blinded may see again and live again through Christ.
一个属灵中盲眼的可以藉着主耶稣来到再次看到。
Men whose lives are broken to pieces
一个生命是破碎的
May be put back together and live again through Christ.
可以再完全嘅复合起嚟，嚟到藉住主耶稣嚟到生活。
Man may live again through Christ.
人可以藉住主耶稣继续嘅有生命。
Who do you know needs to live again through Christ?
你认识嘅人系有边个系需要藉住主耶稣嚟到再次得到生命
？But how can they live again without the message of the resurrection?
如果冇復活嘅信息嘅時候，有邊個可以再次得到生命
？How can they hear the message of the resurrection without someone bringing the message of the resurrection to them？
如果冇人將呢啲信息帶俾佢嘅時候，佢點可以有復活嘅生命咧
？Message of the cross is a message of God's love。
十字架嘅信息就係神愛嘅信息。
Message of the empty tomb is also a message of God's love。
有个空嘅坟墓嘅信息，亦都系神所爱嘅信息。
And this message of God's love，
呢个神爱嘅信息。
And this message of the cross and this message of the empty tomb，
十字架嘅信息，空嘅坟墓嘅信息。
Need to be brought to all men，
需要系带俾每一个人。
Bringing this message to the needy，
将有需要将 这个信息带给有需要的。
It's our ministry of missions and our ministry of evangelism.
这是我们传福音的传福音的生活。
It's wonderful that we have the joy of the resurrection today.
我们今天是有复活节的信息的时候 是很奇妙的。
But how can we keep it to ourselves?
但我们怎么可以只是留在我们的心中？
We can't.
我们不可以这样
做。And we won't.
我们不会这样做。
And that is why I'm using this most wonderful time of the year to urge you, to encourage you, to plead with you.
所以藉着现在这么奇妙 的日子是向大家来到劝告和请求。
Let this message of the empty tomb be brought to every continent of this earth.
将这个空坟墓的信息带给世界上每一个州每一个地方。
Okay, maybe with the exceptions of Antarctica.
或者除了南极之外是不需要的。
Not only are we the messenger ourselves.
我哋不单止我哋自己系一个传道嘅。
But I urge you and encourage you, put this message of the resurrection into practice.
我对大家劝勉，将这个信息嚟到活喺我哋嘅生活当中。
Support with your prayer.
用我哋嘅祈祷嚟到支持。
Support with your financial giving.
用我哋嘅金钱嚟支持。
Those that are messengers of this good news of the resurrection.
来到将好消息作为传道的。
You know, every Christmas and every Easter, we have special collection of mission giving to Southern Baptist Convention.
每个圣诞节和复活节，我们有特别的奉献来到给美南浸信会。
We will continue to support Southern Baptist.
我们会继续来到支持美南浸信会。
But this Easter, I did not urge you, encourage you to give to Southern Baptist.
但是在今一个复活节，我是不会宣传鼓励交给支持美南浸信会，但是美南浸信会。
9 months from now in Christmas time, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to encourage you to give to the Lottie Moon giving.
九个月之后，我会劝大家来到支持Lottie Moon 的奉献。
I did not ask you to give to Southern Baptist this Easter because I want to ask you to give to the Cambodian mission that we are starting.
九个复活节我们不是支持美南浸信会，要求大家来到
支持柬埔寨的宣教。Now, I cannot say we started that Cambodian mission.
这个宣教不是我开始的。
But we can say we can support it.
但我们可以支持它。
There are two reasons.
有两个原因。
Well, all men and all nations need the good news of the resurrection.
每个国家每个人都是需要听到这个的信息。
But few places and few people on earth have a greater need for healing and for redemption.
没有其他国家是需要 更多 的需要来到医治。
Those of us who are older, you remember about 40 some years ago in the 60s and 70s and early 80s.
如果你是超过40岁的，你六七十年代会记得这样的事。
Cambodia and Cambodians were the most tragic of land and people.
柬埔寨是世上其中一个最悲惨的地方。
As many as 2 million Cambodians perished in the Vietnam War and the Khmer Rouge Holocaust.
在越战和内战的时候，柬埔寨有超过200万的人丧失生命。
There are few people, there are few places who need healing and redemption more than Cambodia.
没有其他地方更需要救恩和医治。
There's a second reason why I urge you to invest your wealth and your prayer in Cambodian mission.
第二个原因，我鼓励大家来到用祈祷用金钱来到支持。
Because you know personally the family that are going to be bringing the message and ministry of God's love to Cambodia.
因为我们当中认识去柬埔寨来到宣教的家庭。
You all remember Thomas and Amy and their two children.
大家都記得 Thomas 和 Amy 同埋佢哋兩個小朋友。
They are members of our church and they were treasurer of our church for a number of years.
佢係我哋教會嘅會友，佢哋係我哋教會好真愛嘅朋友。
Some years back, they moved back to Hong Kong and they are about in May, in 2 months or less, to Cambodia to do mission work.
佢兩年前搬翻咗香港，咁佢將會嚟緊呢兩個月係會。搬過去柬埔寨來做宣教。
And I have written each and every one of your family here a personal letter to urge you, encourage you to give to their work and to their support.
我已經為我們教會每一個家庭已經 發咗一封信出嚟俾你哋。
Remember when we were studying First John, and I said, what kind of a church do we want to be remembered?
我哋查考緊《約翰一書》嘅時候，我哋諗緊係我哋會要成為一間點樣嘅教會。
You know, the northwest suburb, all these Chinese people remember, oh, that's a Cantonese church.
喺西北郊啲人會話呢個係呢間係廣東話嘅教會。
I cannot help that.
呢個係好自然嘅。
But I would much rather be remembered as a church that loves.
但係我更加希望我哋。呢間係俾人知道係我哋係一間有愛心嘅教會。
And now I say to you, I much rather not up above and beyond being a loving church, is that we are a church that support missions.
除咗係有愛心嘅時候，我哋更加成為一個係有宣教嘅教會。
You know, in our annual budget, we budgeted this year $16,800 to support 4 missionaries.
我哋今年教會嘅財政，我哋係分發咗。
In other words, by budget, every dollar that you offer to the church, about 10 cents go to support missionaries.
就是你每一个你的奉献大概有百分之十是用来做宣教。
Okay, the last Sunday of April, Igor Swiderski and his wife will be coming to preach to us.
同埋四月最後個星期，依個大家都認識啦，佢會翻到嚟我哋教會嚟到講道。
They are the newest member of the people that we support. They're going to be going back to Germany to minister among Jewish people in Germany.
佢哋係我哋最新支持嘅宣教嘅人士，佢哋將會翻到去德國嚟到做宣教。
Our vision is that we will be supporting missions in every continent.
我哋嘅希望就喺世界每一个州都系支持到有宣教嘅人。
And also from our general budget, we support cooperative program also.
咁我哋嘅财政亦都系支持到其他嘅机构。
The second way we support mission is that remember in Easter and Christmas time we have boxes there, we have free will offering.
咁另外我哋嘅支持系每年嘅圣诞节同埋复活节，我哋都系。會有特別的自由的奉獻。
Now there's a third way that we support mission. We call the faith pledge.
咁我哋第三個嘅方法去支持我哋就係嚟到係
信心應獻。The two words characterize this faith pledge. The first word is faith.
係有兩個字嘅形容，第一個係信心。
Faith means above and beyond your present level of giving.
就是我們是除了我們應有的十一個奉獻或者其他奉獻的時候，我們再額外拿出來的。
Okay. Without cutting back your regular giving to the church.
不是減除我們是平時的奉獻。
Without cutting back the present giving that you support other missionaries that you know of.
不是減除了在其他的宣教的奉獻裡面。
And you add this Chong family in your giving.
我們就是將將家嘅事工嚟到係額外嘅更加奉獻上去。
You ask how？
你可能問點樣做
？How in the world am I going to find another dollar to give？
我點可以再揾多啲錢出嚟嚟到奉獻
？And even if I can find another extra dollar，
就算可以揾多啲錢
，I need to save it for my children's college fund。
我需要儲錢嚟到俾我嘅仔女嚟到讀大學。
Or you say I need to save it for my Alaska cruise。
我要去阿拉斯加有船行，我需要儲錢。
I'm not belittling those。
我唔係話呢啲唔好。
Okay, those are all reasonable。
呢係好自然係會做嘅嘢。
Okay, it's very very true from our earthly perspective. There's no way we can find another dollar to give.
如果喺我哋嘅俗世嘅眼光嚟睇，我哋好难系再揾多一笔钱出嚟。
But we forget where our wealth come from。
但我哋好多时忘记咗我哋嘅财富系点样嚟嘅。
Every dollar we have come from God。
每一分每一毫都系由神所嚟。
And God will supply us with the dollar that we are to give for His kingdom。
每一蚊攞出嚟，都系神都系会有俾我哋有供应。
That is what faith is。
呢个就系信心嘅意义。
And that's why this is called a faith pledge, pledging by faith。
就系由信心嘅奉献嘅意思。
There's a second word I'd like you to remember, and that's the word is regularity。
第二个字我想同大家讲就系周期性嘅。
In the letter that I send you, there is a response card, not much of a card, it's a little piece of paper. I ask you to pledge whether it is 25 every month or 50 every month or other number. If it's that too great, you can make it one, you can make it $5. But if you are a family of great wealth, 50 will be too small. But the word is regularity. Give monthly to this Cambodian mission. Because when we give regularly, missionaries' families will receive their daily necessities regularly. I ask you to take use of your bank's auto pay service. Just set it up, talk to your bank, and then automatically your bank will send a monthly check to church.
And
we are using the church as a collecting agency. And please remember the memo at Cambodia Mission. If you and I believe in the message of the empty tomb,
如果我们相信, 空坟墓的信息的话,
if you and I believe in the message that God kept his promise,
如果我们相信神是保守着祂的应允的时候,
if you believe in the message of God's power and God's love,
如果你相信神的大能和神的爱的话,
and you believe these messages need to be preached to all nations,
如果你相信这些信息是需要向万邦万民传出去,
then I am not embarrassed to ask you for money.
我不会要求大家来奉献金钱来尴尬,
because the money doesn't go to my pocket,
因为这些钱不是落我们的袋,
because every dime goes straight to Cambodia.
每一分每一毫都是用在柬埔寨的事工，用我们的祷告，用我们的慷慨，
with the same heart our Heavenly Father has for the lost.
就正如我神的心对一些失落的人一样，
pledge the amount that the Lord is moving you.
你的盈献的数目请放在箱子上。
I'm going to ask a whole April, a whole month of April, okay, for collecting. And I'm going to ask that we started sending in what you pledge in May.
我们就是用整个四月来收取这些盈献。
Because the Chongs are planning to move in May.
我们在五月就会将这些钱寄出去，因为张家在五月就会搬过去柬埔寨。
We'll collect the pledge return, and we will collect the offering starting in May, in April. The pledge is in April, and the real offering is in May.
咁盈献就会喺四月嚟到进行真正嘅捐奉，就系喺五月进行，我哋就会五月开始将啲钱寄俾佢哋。
Thank you so much, Ken. There's a wonderful response music, but before the music begins, may I ask the ushers if you will go to the other side and ask all God's people to come and prepare our hearts for the communion, and also with the church leadership also come to the front, please, to prepare the communion and the music, please.